All right. Hello. Lovely gentlemen, ladies, and minorities of the internet.
Lentilmen.
Why am I talking like a...
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Julia
That's
Child.
What it is.
Hello.
No, he goes, toodaloo.
No, he says, hello.
He does?
After he smashes his face into the cake.
Oh, he does. It sounds like toodaloo to me.
Okay. Anyways, so welcome back to Tiny Table 3. Thanks for sticking with us through almost 30 episodes
now. Yeah, 29 now, yeah.
Holy shitballs. We're getting old. This week we have our Naked Wrestling. It's the kill-off, which is basically some of the best and worst kill-offs. So we're basically just talking about kill-offs and being
killing
mad about
them. Killing people with TV shows and movies.
Weekly wrap-up talks about Fallout 4. I kind of like maybe slightly threw in a little Tomb Raider in there and Comic-Con tickets because they go on sale tomorrow for us. Who knows when you're listening to this. Hopefully you're not crying and hopefully you're celebrating.
Yeah.
And hopefully we are too.
We don't give a shit about you. We wanted it.
The Right Game is talking about Tokyo Ghost. Stax has some strong words about that
he
one.
He loved it.
Nerd Mixtape. Nerd Mixtape is talking about the Guns N' Roses possible reunion tour. And
sponsored by Tokyo Ghost.
And mediocre advice from a decent human being, I think so.
Yep.
Is talking about
never figured that out for 30 episodes.
No, it is. It is. It is.
Yeah, mediocre advice from a decent
from
human
a decent human being.
Yep.
About just basically being open to the possibility of needing help and feeling like, you know, fuck everybody else if you need it. And then we have in a nicer way. Get to the end. It's really good. I'm smart. And then we get to our final words.
You need help.
So this is Cloud City. I am at geek_is_in.
And this is Small Stack. I'm at Small Stack. That is my Twitter handle. And you can also find my email at tinytable3.com.
Your email?
Yeah, you can find Stacks Right. Well, you can look me up at stacksright@gmail.com.
I didn't know that.
It's not for you, buddy. Oh no, you can't find my email.
I have a Nigerian uncle that needs your help transmitting gold. And I'm Milo at Milito's
Guitar.
Are you
sure?
I'm pretty sure. And I had a beer and coffee, and my mind is going fucking psycho right now.
He's happier as a result, though. It's really
weird.
Dude,
it's a good mix for you, dude.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we like this. Shit my pants probably when I get home.
Dude, your stomach's been making some noises.
It has.
Anyway.
It's just been going, are you ready for this? It doesn't
are
matter
you
what you think.
Are you ready to rumble?
John Cena is going to come out my ass.
Are you ready to rumble?
Powder toast.
At the Superdome.
Anywho, and so together we are Tiny Table 3. You can find us on tinytable3.com, at tinytable_3 on Twitter, at tinytable3 on Instagram, and of course on Facebook, where we're probably the most chattery, thanks to Stacks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so let's get this shit started. This is a good show. Stick around.
Let's do it.
Sure.
Yay.
My ribs hurt.
Wait, really? I say this is a good show. Stick around. You're like, sure.
Sure.
Like, that's... I'm lying? Like, sure, whatever, I guess. Dick!
You just ruined the show.
That's
yeah.
A,
no one's going to listen.
No, you fucked it up.
It's an opinion.
You fucked it up.
It's an opinion. They have to develop it on their own.
You fucked it up.
And I posted a picture of it because I have no shame.
I don't know if I'd buy a donut from Starbucks.
It was a mini donut, so I didn't feel like I was wasting calories.
Because
like...
they don't love God. That is a non-religious affiliated donut.
Yeah,
I'm offended.
But it had a snowman on it.
Okay,
it was really cute.
That'll do. Just add a snowman.
I'm totally fine with anything that goes on in the world. You know what? It's
donuts
just called give no fucks.
Yeah, not donuts. Snowmen are agents of Satan.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not fine with everything that goes on in the world, but everything that doesn't really matter, like donuts and red cups.
I think those levels are okay. They probably not, but anyways. Let's do this. Let's do a quick one.
Stupid. All right, let's do this. Let's do this because it's Friday night and I want to go to sleep because I'm old. Yeah. All right.
I'm not sleeping tonight.
You're not sleep. Oh, no. Why? Why are you sleeping?
Fallout 4.
Oh, man.
We're both going to be playing Fallout 4.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
I have it.
I have it, too.
I shouldn't have bought it because I'm buying Star Wars Battlefront.
Can I play?
I guess, yeah. But it's my character.
Can I play? I want to play.
You can, yeah.
It's sweet.
Yes. Okay, I guess I'm not sleeping tonight either.
Someone made a... do you see that IGN? They did a Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I didn't watch the video, but I saw
sweet.
It.
Abraham Lincoln.
With the character creation.
My guy has the
dude,
same beard.
He looked just like Abraham Lincoln.
Can we at least make my character so I could have a Fallout character? And then we can play yours, but can we make mine so that
dude,
I...
Dude, do you know how long it takes to make a character?
Not if you're... If I can get it, to take a long time, yeah. It depends. It depends.
Took me a while. Like, my guy just looks like a dumb version of me.
I just
like
want to make character look like
well, I don't
me.
Want to say it because it gets banned from
anywho.
iTunes.
Anyways. Okay, so
what's our what's,
to Timetable 3.
What are we doing today? What's
we're
going
doing,
on?
We're doing the kill-off.
I'm a lost
for
toy.
Naked wrestling.
The kill-off.
What was the premise?
Nerd argument for the evening.
What was the premise?
The premise is... What well for this one because on the website we're doing kill off the characters that were the worst to kill off the worst like deaths
oh.
And tonight I thought we would do what were the characters we think we were happy about them going away
happy about their death
the best kill offs not that they weren't sad but they were absolutely appropriate to
oh so they're good it's just good kill offs
yeah like
oh
a
my
well
God.
Done kill off like when is it good to kill someone off that's the question
wait I have to tell you before we start the segment just in case mm-hmm. I am not caught up to The Walking Dead but only by one episode
that's okay they didn't clarify anything yet
okay
because the big question is
still
Glenn.
Out there
Glenn yeah
Dude,
that's that is why we're having this conversation, by the way.
Oh my! That's why that's I wanted why. To clarify yes. before we started because I'm backed up. Like I haven't seen the latest one, and I was worried that they would have clarified
fire.
That one.
They haven't. That it's I'm almost guarantee it's this Sunday where they're gonna clarify it.
Oh my God! Okay. All right. Let's do this.
Well, that's a good place to start. Do you think that Glenn is in Walking Dead? If you haven't, oh my God, sorry. If you haven't seen Walking Dead, no,
spoilers.
Fuck you guys. It's like it's a
no,
month
this
ago.
Is, yeah, it's yeah. too long ago. I was just I yeah. was behind.
I'm not gonna do the Chris Hardwick 2-3-1. No, yeah, they. Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a possibility that Glenn...
Who cares? All those characters are lame now. Anyways.
Are you really
no,
going to do this
dude.
Again?
Okay, you just need to like not... You just need to not have an opinion in the segment if all it's going to be is how they're lame and you haven't seen it for episode for
yeah,
like seasons.
Like 4 years. So you don't have an
opinion.
Been
no, for
so you're,
four,
you're,
has it been on for 4 years
yeah.
now?
It's been on 6 years. This
wow.
is the sixth episode season, yeah.
Yeah, I probably haven't seen it for 4 years now.
Right.
Three years.
So you can just
can't
shut
like,
it yeah. about it.
Walking Dead is shitty.
Okay. So,
yeah, maybe season two was
no,
pretty shitty.
All I have to say is no.
Why?
Stupid. It would be
Why?
So stupid.
That's not the naked wrestling.
Well, it is.
You're straying from it now.
No. With the question,
we're
the question
about
is whether
the
or not is when is it okay to kill off a character? And she's saying no. And I think that's a perfectly appropriate argument to make.
What?
That it's a bad kill.
It's
not
a bad
if it's
kill.
Not a
I
fair
thought
kill.
We were saying what were the good ones. That was the thing.
No. Oh, fuck it. We're doing whatever we want.
See? You oh. totally changed the rules.
I want to talk
we're
about
this.
We're
talking
about
death. We're talking about the kill-offs in these things, man. No.
Andrea
the Glenn
was
one,
a good one.
The Glenn, and Andrea's was a good one. Plus, that bitch need to go. But, like,
yeah.
she's
I
terrible.
Think we're all okay with that. Yeah.
And Tyrese's was actually a good one. I really liked that character. I wanted him to come later, but I thought that was a well-done episode, and so it was a good death.
It was. And
I didn't want him to go.
I didn't either, but he earned it.
He earned it.
He did.
It was a good, and it was a good way for him to go. He could no longer exist in this world, and that's what they were getting to.
Now, okay. It's not that I want it to happen, but if you're gonna...
Watch
the New York
words.
Times had a really terrific article about, like TV shows getting too afraid of doing just like the death.
Oh, that's okay. I know.
And the point is that
they
they're living, in,
Game
you're
of
living
Thrones,
in a dangerous.
They?
They're yeah. Well, they were. Actually, they agree with the Game of Thrones death, but the whole Jon Snow thing came up too because people are like, "Oh, please don't let him die." And his point was like, "Look, man, if you're gonna be watching a show where they're living in really sketchy situations, sometimes it just ain't fair. Sometimes you just gotta."
Oh, God, what a lame one. It was just so lame. And the way that And spoiler alert to the
great. I thought it was dramatic as hell.
Spoiler alert to those who haven't caught up to the comic book. Mm-hmm. His death in the comic book is just so much stronger that mm-hmm. I just at least yep. wanted him to have a stronger out. That yeah. one's dumb. Plus, no, it was way too vague. They totally didn't do it. I don't know how he'd get out of it though. So I'd almost like it if they show him kind of get out of it and then get dragged back in so he could have one more heartache. And then I'd be okay with it because then I'd be like, oh, they gave me that little, he's dead.
You know,
or he got bit and now he has to like live
through it. Camera shot, it looks like he turns and falls on top of him.
Yeah.
So I think
it looks like he's eating the body on top of him.
Right, it does, yeah.
So. And you never hear him like screaming in agony necessarily.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
So but I'm
also
dumb.
Also it. And the other one that I thought was a dream sequence. So. It had that blur. It had that blur effect so to dumb. It. So then I was thinking, and he was in the middle of like, you're. I don't like you. I'm ignoring you right now. He's in the middle of like a moment. That guy's like losing his mind. So, and it was. Did you notice it was fuzzy?
Yeah.
It was very dream sequencey that hasn't happened.
I Glenn is my favorite character on the show. He is.
Yeah,
so
I would be
bummed if that was the case. But I might be okay with it. I might be okay with it.
I wouldn't
either way.
I wouldn't abandon the show.
Yeah.
I would not abandon the show because you're right. In that sense it's a good death, but it would have been a good death to here's the thing. Here's the difference. It would have been a good death to have that happen and for you to see him get ripped apart. It is not a good death to do what they did and have him not survive.
It's yeah. It's very manipulative if that's the case. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're going to do it, really do it.
Really do it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm okay with anybody dying at this point. Even, you know what? Even Daryl, I'm okay with anybody Ooh. Dying because it's been a while. But
yeah, if you really lost somebody. But I mean, they're. Yeah.
But not that way. That was okay. That's not
in
good.
My professional opinion. Walking Dead is dumb. I did it anyways.
Let's talk about the other kill off that everyone was upset about, which is the Ned Stark kill off in season one of Game of Thrones.
Everyone
brilliant.
Was upset about that.
It is brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Oh, I had friends that were like, I quit. Fuck these guys.
Really?
Yeah. They were... Because they hadn't read the books. And they didn't...
But see, the thing is, without the death of Ned Stark, it's the catalyst of the whole show.
It is. It's completely, absolutely necessary because that's the thing.
And it made me want to keep watching like, oh man, I want everyone to pay.
Well, and the thing is, the Game of Thrones to me has had... three really great ones. That one's one because yes, it is the catalyst to the whole thing, but you also care about him very quickly that death as early on as it happened is that powerful.
That's true.
Really,
I hate when
they
do the just the kill-offs. They like, well, I hate when they build a character for apparently no reason and they just wipe him out
right.
just because. I'm like, why did you?
This one's well done all around.
Yeah.
The next one that was amazing is the Red Wedding.
The Red Wedding, yeah.
Because that's that one's just so brilliant. Sick. And you don't expect, like, you know, half the rest of the family to be gone in that moment.
The cast is gone in a single evening.
Freaking genius. And the last one is then Joffrey. Because
I wanted that to hurt more. Yeah, I was happy about it. I just wanted...
But you didn't expect it to be that, but at least he was gone.
He was, yeah.
And in front of his mother and just, like, right there in front of everybody on his,
brilliant, because they made you hate that character.
Yeah.
You just, oh.
You wanted that one. That one was like, yeah, and yes, you wanted to be a little bit more torturous, but at the same time, at least it was in front of everybody when he's just being like the biggest little dick of them all because it's his wedding day.
I don't know. The Hound was a pretty good kill-off.
That was great. Yeah.
They're good at it.
They are very good at it.
Game of Thrones is really good at it. Now, if Jon Snow comes back, do they lose a little bit of their edge as not being necessarily good at it? Because that one was like, that one hurt me. I felt every single jab.
I think Jon Snow won't come back right away.
I'm like, I don't want any of that bullshit. I don't want him to be a warg. So? I don't want him to be a fucking zombie. Either he's alive or dead.
Totally.
Take a fucking pick. Don't give me he transformed his consciousness into a wolf. No, don't do that.
I don't think they'll do that because that's going to be fucking convoluted.
That'd be lame.
That's hard to do in a show, not a book, maybe, but a show.
Yeah, I'd have to say that the kill offs in all the Harry Potter novels were very well done. Yeah.
I've never seen
Harry Potter.
You guys,
too.
Oh my gosh! Speaking of, actually, I've never sat through a full Harry Potter, so I actually know nothing about it. And Daniel Radcliffe came to our offices the other day, and somebody made a joke to me about like, oh, Claudia's not too big. Like I kind of wasn't wasn't paying attention, but not not paying attention to a meeting, just kind of not super active in it that day. And so he was just like, oh, she just wants to get out of here to go see Daniel Radcliffe. And I totally was like, I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter, like in the middle of like what is one of our most important meetings at work, like with like the top people at the company. And I was just like, I don't give a fuck about Harry Potter. And it just like came out because I have such a disdain for Harry Potter.
Have you read the books?
I've not read them.
Read the book.
I did, and then the movie destroyed all that imagination.
The movie was so terrible.
Well, the movie tried to be the book, and it got fucking boring.
It just seems like it's so like childish. Some of them are okay,
but they're great. She's a great writer. They're written
for children.
They're not. The first two are. When you get to three, they grow with the audience. But if you get to book four, the damn thing is 850 pages long. It's not a kid's book.
It's not. It's there. Goblet of Fire.
I don't want to get us too off
Goblet
topic,
of
but
Fire
anyways,
is still one of my favorite
moment.
Books, but it's still.
I had that moment,
it's
and
a great
I was
book,
just like.
Yeah. Five's a mess, but six and seven are fantastic. But she researches all the folklore and mythology. They're super complex. She'll mention something in like book two, and it won't show up again to like book six, and you're like, did she know she was gonna? And she's good.
She seems brilliant, and I also really like her as a person from everything that I've read about her. So I don't hate on her.
But her kill offs are very well done. I mean, she's not afraid, at least at the end, to kill off important characters because Sirius Black death, spoiler alert,
spoiler
in
at that point.
Yeah, I know that's like a decade ago. The Dumbledore death was handled really well. Snape's was brilliant.
Snape's was brilliant,
but that's way down the end. But
the movies destroyed all my hopes and dreams.
The movies, yeah. But the book handles it really well.
Maybe. I'm still pissed off about Darth Maul because he could have been the coolest bad guy.
That's true. Darth Maul.
Dude.
And that
they should have killed Jar Jar
was
Binks.
Only good.
They should have been like, oh man, jabby jab. And it should have passed by Darth Maul and like stabbed into Jar Jar Binks and then Darth Maul runs off.
Who doesn't agree with you on that? That Darth Maul is
the worst. Regardless.
And then if they would have
ever.
Done that, I would have been like, you know what? Maybe Jar Jar is a Sith Lord because they killed him. But I don't believe it now.
You know what's funny is
Ben Kenobi's a perfectly good kill off.
Ben Kenobi's
a
great one.
He didn't get killed.
He did.
No, he became one with the Force.
I know
he
became Chloe, but
he became one with the Force, and he pops up through all the movies very consciously.
Stop it.
So I don't. Spoiler alert.
But that's why he's you're an idiot. That's why he's a good death, though.
He is.
Did you guys watch the Clone Wars TV shows?
I'm starting it, so don't ruin it.
Okay. Well, you kind of already know because the deaths in Star Wars Clone Wars shows are very... one of them that's insignificant. Like, all the deaths in that show are done very well.
I just started it.
Yeah, obviously, Disney's the master of killing people.
They kill parents.
Yeah. Mufasa was a great death. That was handled really well. It was neat. It was great.
I think Lion King's overhyped sometimes. It's a good movie,
my wife agrees with you, actually.
I think it's a good movie, but, I mean...
It's a good movie.
It's very basic.
I'm gonna be a mighty king.
See, if you want to talk about, like...
Beware. Well, I've never seen a king's face with quite so little hair.
I like the death of Maximus at the end of Gladiator.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because he sort of achieves everything he needs to, and his entire family's dead, and mm-hmm, he kind of... Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. He gives up.
Yeah.
I think
I think the false death thing is overdone. If you're going to kill somebody, kill somebody. It's like fucking Neo at the end of Matrix.
You know which one's a good one?
The death of Zod was
one.
Pretty good.
I have a good one.
I'll give you that, yeah.
And the new Superman.
I have a good one.
What you got?
Okay. In this really, really well-known show, Sailor Moon...
Dear Lord.
Her mom dies to save the Sailor Scouts so that they can go bring peace to a different planet because she knows her planet's going to end. And so her mom dies to do that, but then puts in this ability so that at some point her daughter can kind of in a hologram type of sense revisit the Moon Kingdom so that she can tell her this message, but she's dead. Like it's like a message almost
so
from
it's Superman.
Beyond.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's Sailor Moon. Yeah, it's that.
Sailor Man.
It's that.
Sailor Man is a different movie.
It is that.
Don't Google that.
It is that, and it's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, I know the Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good, you know, she's doing this whole new planet thing. None of them have like their memories. They all grow up as like on this planet and whatever. They get their memories wiped a second time. Like when that all ends, they get their memories wiped again and then they have to be reactivated. So it's kind of, you know, it's cool that they kind of revisit the Moon Kingdom in a way that's not like, oh, just kidding, your mom's been alive this whole time. Like, I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah. Bruce Willis. Armageddon.
Shut up.
Dude, that one's sad. Shut up. I cried. Dude, and she like has her hand over. She has her hand like
I'm sorry I brought
on the
it up.
Screen.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
On the screen. On the screen. And her head just like comes down slowly. It's really sad. Dude, okay. If you were a daughter... You would feel that one at least a little bit.
Okay. Yep. Anyways.
Not really. If my dad died on a giant asteroid blowing it up, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Well, that's because you're not a daughter.
I'd be like, hey guys, are your parents still alive? Mine died blowing up the asteroid that saved us all. Rock on. And then.
No. You're not a daughter.
I'd be a very handsome daughter.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be ugly.
Oh, yeah. Have we adequately beaten this thing to death?
I think so, but we might think of some throughout.
We might. Yeah.
Let's move on. But if one comes to mind, I'm just going to spout it out.
There's one I got to say, and it's not a main character or anything, but there's the scene when Indiana Jones shoots the dude. Good death. Because it's like part of his character when he busts out the sword.
Oh, that's classic. Yeah, that's a great death. That's very high on the list. That's the whole like when guys like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah.
That is a good one.
And
good
that job. Was that was improv.
Yeah,
so.
It was. He had like the flu or some shit and he was in the mood to do the actual big scene.
That's awesome.
Improv the gun. Okay, that's perfect.
That's rad. Mm. All right, let's do a weekly wrap up.
Weekly wrap up. We did have some stuff happen this week for
yes.
show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fallout 4 did release this
week.
Yeah,
it's pretty good so far.
I'm enjoying it. I lost some sleep already. I'm going to lose some more.
I'm kind of, you know, people I think are griping too much on the graphics. It's
they
open
are.
World.
Yeah. But I mean, it's
open
that
world
gaming,
games
they,
are going to be like.
That game ain't about graphics anyways.
No, and I think it's cool enough. That they added. Well, they're going the route of what BioWare did. They're doing the like voice acting dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which limits your choices, kind of. But at the same time, I think it makes it more immersive because you have two characters interacting and you're still building the way your character talks. But
yeah. No, I agree.
I mean,
with that.
And I think also, like, when you have 5 to 10 different choices of dialogue, half the time, two of them tend to be the same thing, just different ways of saying the same thing.
Yeah, do you know you can make Codsworth say boobies?
You can say him, you can have him say fuckface, too.
Really? Fuckface is on the list?
Yes.
That's awesome. The robot companion that you pick up in Fallout 4,
mm-hmm.
When you name your character, if you name it something that is already pre-programmed for it that it can say, it'll actually use your name.
There's
in game.
There's an IGN.
Then they put in stuff like boobies and boob and
they,
cock and
cock and balls.
They have
somebody's
an IGN
balls, cock
is
and
in
balls.
There. Balls is not in there.
Oh,
they have an
yeah.
IGN video where
Schlong?
They go through. I don't know.
We could try.
They go through. They go through like all the names that he'll call you, and there's like a minute dedicated to tits, titty, boob, boobs, booby, and he says it, and it's a British guy. So
that's really awesome.
And it's like the Mr. Howe type of
that's
boobies.
Awesome.
And he says fuckface.
That's
he
good.
Says it. And I'm all like, you know, they knew gamers when they go in and they're like, all the bad words.
Well, they didn't put in cock and balls, so I'm not really sure.
They put cock in there.
But not balls.
Not balls.
No balls. I don't know how they miss balls.
Balls is like a great
it
one.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
Good morning, balls.
balls roll off the tongue.
Gross.
Well, maybe we could expect some DLC.
DLC. Cock and balls
the
DLC.
Balls patch.
And then they're all like, what does it do? It's only 99 cents. Well, just Codsworth now says cock and balls. People would buy it,
together.
Dude.
Oh, I would. I'm going to go. If I could buy that, I'd buy that now. It's pretty great. Yeah, I like the companions. You have a dog named Dog Meat.
Yeah, I noticed that. That was weird.
But yeah, because it's a dog, you immediately have emotional tie to it. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, I send it running up something and it gets attacked. And I'm like, dude, get back, come back.
I watched a 13-hour live stream of it throughout the day. So I've seen quite a bit of the game, actually. Just not, I won't tell you guys things that
happened.
The crafting. People awesome. Really love the crafting.
Yeah, because you got to build like a city. It's almost like playing dolls.
It's Minecraft idea, but cool thing is with uses behind it.
Yeah, and the cool thing is they didn't tie you to the workbench.
No.
Like, you can activate it anywhere within the build area, which is cool.
Yeah, because
I can get in and out of it. So, yep. I like that. I just
Dude,
barely...
did you guys see the Pip-Boy editions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel has one.
Did he get one?
They're really cool, actually. They're super cool.
The thing is, I can't justify that kind of purchase.
No, absolutely not. People won't be walking around with them for... Like, they're going to walk around with them for, like, a day to show all their friends, show and tell, and then
How big are they?
They're like, big. They look like on the character.
Oh, man.
They're big.
They had one at GameStop when I went in to pick up mine.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, can I get that?
Yeah.
They're really cool.
Big, they're really
man.
Cool.
Did you see the special... Well, this is... Battlefront's coming out this next week, but
yeah.
Did you see the special edition for that?
No, I knew.
It comes in a Han Solo carbonite case.
Oh, I did see that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing that for that one. Not as cool as a Pip Boy.
Did you guys see like the Book of the Jedi and the Book of the Sith with the case that opens up?
Yeah,
I have
he
one,
has one.
But it broke.
I had
a Sith Holocron
did
one.
Did you really?
Yeah, but it's broken. It doesn't work. It broke really fast. It wasn't made very well.
Oh, okay.
They were cool looking, but it was, really cool. You know, really quick aside, you know what else came out this week? Tomb Raider.
I know. Yeah. I don't have an Xbox One, though.
I haven't. It's only on Xbox One?
So,
yeah.
It's only on Xbox One. They'll roll it out. They will roll it out, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Tomb Raider was on PS3.
It was PS3. It's a great, great, great game.
So I was talking with somebody, and they said that Tomb Raider, the last Tomb Raider, won Game of the Year.
Yeah. So it was wonderful.
And they said this Tomb Raider is even better, even more beautiful looking, and even more fun to play.
That makes me
sad.
And
they were just
like,
PC.
It's just a really bad choice to just put it on one platform. It was a really bad choice to have it come out during Fallout because, like, just, you know, it's
right,
going up against something very...
platform.
Yeah, so I think it's stupid. The one platform is really what I think was the killer here. But anyways, I just thought I'd mention it because everybody's talking about Fallout, but I've heard Tomb Raider is actually a really amazing game.
Tomb Raider, the first one, I really enjoyed because they totally, like, for a reboot, they actually rebooted
it. They did a great job.
They made
great
it more realistic. The climbing, the shooting, the crafting on
it. The crafting.
The story was awesome.
Yeah,
the story was
great.
Yeah. It was enough sci-fi, but not that much.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for Uncharted, so fuck you, Xbox, if you're going to take my Tomb Raider.
Well, I almost bought an Xbox, and I was thinking, cool, I could play Tomb Raider. But I can get one because Halo 5 doesn't have split-screen co-op, and that was a killer for me.
But the other
for
thing
the first
is...
First time a Halo game doesn't have split-screen co-op. So I'm like, fuck.
I can't justify an Xbox purchase for two games, though.
Well, I would. If it had split-screen co-op, I bet your ass I would have gotten that thing. But
yeah.
But no.
I think I'm just going to go for the Wii U. I want to play Splatoon. I really want to play Splatoon.
Well, Smash Bros. Is pretty cool, too.
I've heard of people who have the Wii U love the Wii U.
Also, on top of Fallout being released, you know what was announced?
What?
Pokemon Blue and Red are coming to 3DS.
I heard about that too.
It's so awesome.
I'm gonna buy it.
I like how it seems like
the
you're
original,
mad about it, and you're like, I'm gonna.
It's
buy
like
it.
The original RPG I ever got into because you bought that before you even knew what RPGs were, and you're like, why is this so much fun?
So
why do I have so many Pokemon?
Ryan shared with me a GIF of it's like an old Pokemon commercial when they got put into the Game Boy. And if you watch it, it's super depressing. I don't know what you should search, but search like Pokemon commercial GIF sad probably, or like terrifying, because it's so terrifying. It was this commercial where this guy like drives a bus around. He picks up all these Pokemon and then he puts them in between that thing and he smashes them all down.
That.
Well, if you watch it as a GIF, it's just like his evil face and then the Pokemon getting smashed and you're just like, God, this is terrifying.
That's awesome.
You know what I saw? There's also another thing you should watch, and it's Pikachu Psychedelic Trip. I gotta show you guys this video later, but it's hilarious. That's another thing.
Okay, let's everybody buy Fallout 4. It's great. let's talk a little bit about the tomorrow. I don't know when you guys are listening to this podcast, but tomorrow it's the annual
Comic-Con.
Get up fucking early to try to buy Comic-Con tickets.
Stare at your computers.
Comic-Con San Diego.
Sit there and stare at your computers like a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, if you don't know what the tradition is, you get a bunch of friends together. you get up early and you get on headsets, you get on conference call, you log in, and you put yourself in the queue, and then you start praying.
Pretty much.
Please.
I like how you start praying dude. At that point.
Dude, yeah, what are you praying to?
I'm an atheist. I don't believe in anything, but I find God every once a year. Praise Jesus. Give me some Comic-Con tickets. I think I'm going to hell
ask
twice.
And you shall receive.
It is very stressful. We've been very lucky, and we do have a group of people that I'll log in and try
strength
to do
in
it.
Numbers, man. It strength is. In numbers.
I think next week you'll find out whether we were successful or not.
Yeah, by the tone of their voices.
There's either going to be a rant or we're all going to be very happy.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have industry people.
Someone did it anyway.
I know, but I work. Yeah, I had to work. I no longer get the experience you guys do. But also, what I'm bummed about is, and what I didn't realize is, I actually bought my ticket last year because we did it before. Right. I kind of like knew for sure, or knew things about what was happening with my current job.
Right.
But what I was bummed about is I kept my ticket. Because I never want to fall out of the queue of being somebody who can re-register. Right. But they refunded my money once I arrived to Comic-Con and kicked me out of the system. So my login and everything is now registered as a professional, which I'm not sure if I go back into the pool of having been like a veteran who comes year after year.
I don't think so.
If any luck, maybe it'll just keep you as a professional ongoing or something.
Well, it keeps you for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But after your first one, so I mean, I have to stay working here at least two more so that I can get 3 years, three after that.
There you go. That's a good strategy.
But I mean, I do have to work it and everything, but at least I know I do get to go, and for a half hour, I get to walk the floor of the whole like con.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was still fun to meet up with you guys at the end of the night and, you know, be at the parties and
Comic-Con San Diego is insane, and the demand is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
There's a lot of stress on the soul.
It really is, which is so, because back when I first started going.
No one went.
Dude, back when I started going, we bought tickets the day of.
Oh, yeah. We used to buy our tickets for next year that same day.
Yeah.
You go, hey, you'd pick up your badge. You go, would you like to buy it for next year? You'd go, I certainly would.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't
happen. That's what I did one year when I was just like, I made that decision midday. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy next year's tickets. And I went back up and I was like, hey, can I buy next year? And they're like, yeah. It's in line.
I remember the year when it was like we'd bought them at the beginning when we first got there. And then remember like during the con, they were like, oh, yeah, it's already sold out. You know, we're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when it started to shift.
Yeah.
When the change started to happen. That was probably about 8 years ago or something. When it really
Twilight.
Yeah, it was around the Twilight.
Twilight time. Yeah.
Twilight's right. When it got full and Hall H lines happened the way they did.
Yeah.
Both things.
Something happened.
During Twilight.
Because Twilight's done now. And something shifted.
Well, there's a sense of urgency,
and everything got bigger, and all those
superhero
Hobbit
movies started coming
now
out.
Now they're big dick players.
Now it's like cool to be a nerd. Yeah. Like that wasn't happening when we started going.
No, I wasn't cool before.
Yeah. No,
I'm so
now
cool
I'm
now.
Awesome.
Well, I remember when G4 was a booth.
Yeah,
where they filmed, and then all of a sudden one year it was elevated booth.
I remember
that
too.
And I was like, things are not right in the world anymore.
So anyway, so good luck to everybody that's trying to buy Comic-Con tickets for 2016 tomorrow morning. And by the time you hear this, you'll either be really happy or very sad. Good luck. But it won't be open to the public, I guess, for probably a couple months. They usually
in February now. But this is very early, too.
It is.
It's so it might be like January.
Fuck them in their non-advanced notice.
Man.
And you know what they do that for? So that people get fucked over. They do that on purpose.
It's crowd control. But yeah, it sucks. There was seriously, it was like what, like 3 days ago? Hey, everyone, ticket sale.
Yeah.
Show up. And
Right game.
I'm just doing a little comic book talk today because I did write a review and posted it on tinytable3.com.
Sweet.
Please show up and read my scathing review of Rick Remender's Tokyo Ghost. I was actually really looking forward to this comic book because Remender's actually written a ton of shit. A ton of stuff. Uncanny Avengers and Venom and tons of stuff. Tons of stuff. And the artist, Sean Murphy, is more of a little less mainstream. He did like the Shaun of the Dead comics and something else too. But he, I really like his style.
Yeah, the name's familiar.
And here's the
but
deal
I
with
forget
it.
Names.
You know, I'm gonna give it three. I read two. And
you always give it three.
I always
You're
give it three.
Two to forgive
are, is it now? Are you reading? Are you saying like three issues?
Three issues.
Or so just the small.
The small ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's. I mean, it's a new run. It's an and only two had been out, and I believe three is out now. I'll go pick it up. But I'm gonna. You mean you're only dropping $4? I'll give it three. Get $4 a pop.
That's $12.
Well, the first
that's
two.
Half a tank of gas.
Maybe in your car.
That's a roll of sushi.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. Fuck.
Fuck it. I'm done.
That's actually three rolls of sushi.
No, here's my deal with it. You know, to me, it. And again, you know, I'm not saying don't go buy Tokyo Ghost. I'm saying you
kind of.
Well,
that.
Let me sell it.
You're saying give it to me.
Let me sell it a little bit.
Well, yeah. Why you went to go check it out before you knew?
Yeah. Well, mostly because I like the artwork. Because Murphy's got this really, it feels like, I'm old, I'm sorry, but like back in the 90s, underground shit, there was a sort of nastiness to the style. It's a little dirty, you know, it's kind of ugly. Mm-hmm. And Murphy has that kind of feel. So it works perfect for Shaun of the Dead. And he's good. He's really good. And that kind of made me go, okay, well, this looks great. And Rick Remendo's got a good reputation. So I figured, you know, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. And yeah.
It just...
Well, it's...
Is it not coming together between the two of them? Or is
it's
there... Not,
it feels like it's trying to be really cool.
No.
And it's trying really hard.
Versus just being really cool with by content.
Yeah, it's super violent. And it's super sexual. Well, not super, but sexual enough. But it's super, like, gratuitous. It's like, you know, it totally... It's like shock value for no reason.
It's like, give me all the money in the bag. Yeah, and then they pull out like boobs.
You're right. No, that's just like this.
That
is,
would make me give you all the money in the bag, though. I mean, to be honest.
And every character is like fucking cock sucking motherfucking cunt butt ass shit fucking. And I'm like, you
that's
look,
me. I can relate to this comic.
Should pick it up.
Sounds like Scalp.
I'll bring you a copy.
I see that on the ride.
It
home.
Sounds like every character is like 14. You know?
Oh, not like done with like.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody is going to be talking like that.
True.
And yeah. Well, here's the premise is they're definitely doing this sort of commentary on how life online and being always connected. Virtually everybody, every human being is connected via biotech and no one's ever offline and you're identified and you're constantly in it.
It's true and I hate it.
So they're playing and they're playing off this sort of constant distraction and like one like the first villain in the issue one is not even like a person. It's like it's a consciousness that has gotten online and that can go in and control human beings because they're all
Brainiac.
Like, it's kind of like playing like video games with human beings.
So Brainiac. Yeah, Brainiac.
Yeah, but it's not that good.
It's not cool enough.
No. Mm. And but you know what? And I said this in my review. It feels like kind of because there's like this kind of to me feels kind of a forced love story thing going on.
Oh,
and it feels a little saga-ish. It feels a little like it feels like someone at Image Comics said, you know what? Saga made a lot of money.
Yeah, go for that.
Go for that. Yeah.
Well, I see.
The problem is there are moments where you're like, wow, you know, this could be really good. And then it just goes back to being crap again.
That sucks.
So yeah, there is, seriously, there's like this, the flashback sequence where there's a few pages where it just panels filling in the gaps for the two main characters. And it's brilliant. And actually, I'm really like, by this time, I'm really hating on it. I'm like, oh, this is so much fun hating this. And then I hit the sequence and I'm like, ah, damn it.
You're like, I don't want to like this either.
Yeah, I'm like, it's good. This is good. This right here is good. This is what I expected. And then it's like, what? Okay, now we're lost again.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of like...
There's a scene where it's like the guy, he's basically out cold and his girl's trying to recover him. And how does she get him out of it? And, well, she just, you know, pulls her pants down and climbs on as a cock, you know, and just like going...
I mean, isn't that how you perform CPR?
That's exactly it, apparently. Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it's not,
I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
I've been doing it wrong my entire life.
That's yeah. gross.
Enough. Start compression. You know, again,
yeah, I don't mind.
I don't need to hear that.
I don't mind violence or sexual content. I mean, Saga's violent and sexual content, but
totally. But it's fantastic.
But it's relevant to the story.
It's relevant.
And this just feels like they're just doing it. You know, maybe you know it'll even out, or maybe they're trying to make some statement about, well, that's what you know the people were like online, and that's how shallow everything is. Well, that's great, but that's
if it's not overtly prominent as the statement to you now, it won't be later.
Yeah. People are robbing people from dating sites now. That's how people are online.
Yeah. Dating sites have always been robbing you just the
no,
legal
like
way.
People invite them. No, people invite them over and then they rob them at gunpoint.
Okay, see, this
don't
is the dumb thing.
Don't go to strangers' homes.
By the way.
You're an idiot.
Yeah,
but
let's
anyways,
have mini advice.
Sorry,
don't go to somebody's home that you don't know.
But I'm like people online. I mean, as comment, my point was as commentary. People online are kind of like
they're dumb,
really dumb.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
people do
you're
dumb
not
things.
Saying people are dumb. Necessarily, although the people who do this
people get
are,
confident online.
But yeah, they like lose this sense of like what is reality
and what it,
online.
Right, yeah. Well, in that sense,
and they do cuss a lot.
In that
and they
sense,
do,
Tokyo Ghost is playing off of that.
So if it is, then it's working.
Well, again,
then
you
it's
know,
not working, but at least it's
yeah. The premise is definitely there. It's just not. It wasn't handled the way I'd hoped it was handled. Mm. So I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back for one more. And you know, again, I think there's a place for you know. Images that are violent because they're appropriate to a certain type of storytelling, and that's fine. I mean, you should be horrified. But the problem is you're kind of like not horrified with this. You're kind of like, this is kind of stupid.
You're like, everybody just kind of sucks here.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's so over the top. It just kind of, it's not even funny, which, you know, in some cases you can make sort of a laugh out of the disgustingness of it, like Quentin Tarantino does sometimes.
Also, if you're passed out, can you get it up? I mean, would her strategy work?
First off,
sorry.
I don't need to hear that from you. Second off.
Dudes, yeah.
Dudes, yeah.
Yeah.
Even when they're sleeping, dude. You never yeah. heard?
Steep lean.
Dude, did you see the theory of everything?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to get into
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Amazing the yeah. human body, really.
Yeah. What's the... I don't want to know.
Well,
I don't
he
have
has
this conversation.
Children.
Yeah.
What? Stephen Hawking has three children.
Yeah.
So some things still work. I don't really want to think about Stephen
Well,
Hawking,
I think what
so.
He did was he went through that time portal. Okay. He has all these theories of black holes. He can go through a black hole and
you know, like,
then she's pregnant. That's how time works.
Yeah, when you open up a dimension, there's you know, it sucks.
Someone gets
it's
pregnant.
Like a vacuum. It's a super weird.
I heard that physics ends in pregnancy.
Okay, so let's move on. So my by Don't buy Tokyo Ghost. Nerd mixtape this week. This is great.
Okay. So this was shared to me by one of my cousins, Jody, of Live Rock Gig is the mm-hmm. blog, and Rebirth of Rock is his kbeach.org radio thing. And then they do Twitch TV Fridays with a lot of their artists that they book. Well, they're not their artists, but they book them because they're friends with them to do Geek and Sundry's Twitch TV on Fridays, do the music act stuff in between their gaming and cool stuff that they do there.
So he's well versed in music.
Yeah, so he does a lot of and he loves the 80s, like that's his forte. So he sends me a thing, and I've been hearing this for the past like month, ever since Slash said me and Axel are pretty cool right now. Ever since then it's been going crazy with people saying that Guns N' Roses are going to reunite, but this one I got from Jody says that they're days away from announcing that.
Yeah, that, I did see that. I saw the post.
Yeah, it's making its rounds.
I don't have much to say because I don't know.
Who was it? What was it on? I don't remember what it was on. Do you remember?
I think it was on Loudwire.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, because I remember looking at it and just going like, well, it's not on something like that I feel like would be like a Us Weekly.
It's been rotating around several websites, but I think I saw it on Loudwire. Either that or it was pretty credible.
Days Away is a bold statement.
And the
it
thing
is,
Scott Weiland or Weiland, however you want to say it,
mm-hmm.
he has also said, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're back together. But
he's a crazy son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's the thing. I take everything he says with a grain of salt because he's kind of in and out of reality himself with his own problems. And I don't know how much he's talking to those guys. After all, it didn't really end super nicely. But they did perform together later. So, I mean, for one show. So I guess they're friendly enough that they have like a 2-hour show lined up. And then maybe a staggered tour, but a lot of offers get thrown to a lot of people, and they've been getting offers since they broke up, pretty much, to come back.
I would go to a Guns N' Roses show.
I would too, man. A lot of money. I'd pay any kind of money, even if I had to pay.
Don't say that out loud, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But here's the deal with this like reunion shit. I don't want them just to do a series of concerts. I want them to record an album. I mean, come on.
I don't think they're
in that
kind
of... Never gonna happen. Think, no.
That would take some serious commitment.
Because Slash probably no problem.
Axl's voice is not even there anymore for it. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but no, in the studio, he can still do it.
Yeah, if he got himself a coach, but...
Slash is with his band, and so there's still that. That's also something I don't really see.
And enjoying himself in a band.
Yeah, and if he were to do a record, I don't see him having a huge problem with it. I just don't see it being one of his top things he's doing because he has his own band, his own tour. Izzy Stradlin doesn't want to do it anymore. So I don't even really know if he's going to be, if he would be the part of the reunite or it'd be Gibbley. Yeah. So that one.
That would be awesome.
I mean, he might record. I think he would be okay recording.
Yeah, he's not.
He just doesn't want to do the tour.
I get that too, yeah.
Duff, he kind of does a lot of stuff too. Like he's just always playing and he's making a lot of records with a lot of different bands. He kind of hops in and out of. And then he does writing and kind of... He has a family now, so I mean...
Yeah.
So does Slash.
Making,
but I mean, he seems more
family-oriented
than a lot of the other guys because he's kind of always with them.
Right.
Or it seems like, anyways. I follow him on Twitter and Instagram. He's always posting stuff about that. And then Steven Adler is kind of in a weird space with all of them.
It wouldn't be Adler.
You don't think
so?
You think it'd be Matt Sorum?
It would be Matt Sorum, yeah.
Matt Sorum was really good at that show, the Hollywood Vampire show.
Yeah. Adler's got way too many issues, yeah. They would never.
Steven Adler couldn't do a tour.
No, and he's been gone way too long. I mean, as a band, they
and
were
And he never got
with.
Along with Axl, even when they were in the band together.
Yeah, well, I mean, they kicked him out for... I mean, if you get kicked out for drugs in Guns N' Roses, you've got a problem.
That's true.
You're almost dead.
But yeah, if you're that guy.
He does say he still talks to Slash and Duff, so it's a possibility. I mean, he never really hated Axl.
It would be
anything.
Amazing if they actually got that to happen,
yeah,
but that ain't...
He would probably do with a show in L.A., or he'd do it like a guest spot.
Yeah.
I don't know
maybe
if he could...
Maybe he'd come on for one song.
I don't think he could do a tour. He's got a lot of medical issues and stuff.
Yeah.
And he has his own band, too.
He does.
And then Axl is the other thing where he's highly unpredictable.
That's the problem.
He's the problem.
And I can see him doing shows with them and maybe doing one or two shows, but I think they're kind of beyond the whole going on late, doing all that stuff. They're not really into it, and that's one of the reasons they left is because they couldn't handle the way things were being done.
Well, it really depends on if Axl has matured in any way. You know, he's gotten beyond that stuff.
Yeah, but so, I mean...
That's the question.
Is it going to happen? Maybe. One night show. I wouldn't say a staggered tour or anything like that, or an album. I wouldn't say an album. But I want to just put my guess right now is it's going to be either One Night at the Roxy... Because they always do that
Jesus,
shit.
Jesus, could you believe? No way.
Yeah, man. They could
That'd
do
be
it.
So
we
cool.
We wouldn't get tickets.
That would be the
you
reunite where it
tickets.
Started, man. It'd be like
or
3
the,
dates
or
at the Sunset, Sunset Strip.
Whiskey.
The whiskey and the Troubadour. Or it'd be somewhere in South America with one of those big festivals.
And I would go.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Rock in Rio.
Yeah.
I'd and then that. You could have that tea
Guns
that has
was
that cocaína
Rock in, Rio.
In it.
What? But anyways,
it's
so
just tea.
The speculation is extremely high now that all the members are on speaking terms.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll see. But I don't want
Don't
my,
get your hopes up.
I don't want to get my hopes up and I don't want my heart broken again.
Yeah. Don't get your
I've been hurt too many times.
So we'll see.
And Slash is making a new album next year, so I don't know. This is going to be complicated. But anyways, that's going around. It is just rumors. Let's pray. Let's find God.
let us pray.
Praise Jesus. Let Guns N' Roses get back together again.
All right. That's all I got, though.
Okay. So advice this week.
Cool. So my advice this week is kind of like I've had a couple of different conversations about this, and I think that there's just kind of a bigger situation happening in the world where maybe it's just good to kind of voice this advice. My advice is that if you're struggling with something, go seek mental health. Like my advice has to be about like mental health and kind of the stigma behind it. It's like, don't let other people, family included, because family can create that for people. Don't make people feel like because you go and you seek help, you are quote unquote crazy. It doesn't mean that. I just think that people need that support. They need that that outside perspective from somebody who's a professional who knows how to speak to you so that you don't shut down. I think that a lot of times we're having like issues in our own lives that we're kind of shutting down other people outside of us because you can't hear it. You can't hear it from your parents. You can't hear it from people close to you. They want to like, they also don't listen very well. Most of us as human beings do not listen very well because we're, you know, egotistical bastards. I mean, that's just the way that we're built. It's like, you know, taking care of number one. And I feel like I just wanted to say it because at least it's one more platform and maybe one more person that can get out there to a few new people who maybe just haven't heard it before or read enough on it. You know, I just think that it's something to consider. If you're having issues, go talk to somebody. If your issues are too strong, consider that maybe you do need medical help and that it's not the end of the world. I have friends who have gone through this. I've personally gone through this. And so I actually want to bring it to the forefront because it took me a long time to go to a therapist. And so I will make it a little bit personal and allow, you know, the people who listen to us to know. It took me forever to go to a therapist. I went to a therapist for almost 2 years. And what that therapist did for me was give me the tools to realize when I was just creating stories in my head about what my fake reality was. My fake reality was just always constantly like bringing me down, making everything kind of, you know, that little like voice in your head that goes like, you suck, you're the worst, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah, mine's name is Milo.
that voice in your head,
that's not fake. That's,
that
that's
voice
me to everybody.
The voice in your head is like, it's so powerful, and yet you're stronger than it, and sometimes we don't realize it. Like that, and I know that sounds like kind of like, you know, let's all sing kumbaya, but it's true. It's a very powerful voice that can bring you down, that usually starts from somewhere very young, so it's like happening for a very, very long time. And then all of a sudden we get to a point in adulthood where we're like, well, fuck, none of this works. And what's going on is something that you learned back when you were young no longer serves you as an adult to take to like deal with shit that happens to people as adults. And you're kind of stuck in this mentality of like knowing what how you kept yourself safe as a child. And it's no longer working for how you're keeping yourself, I guess, not necessarily safe, but safe in a sense, or at least progressing as an adult. So it was just something that I learned, was that some things that happened to me, and I will say I did not have a traumatic life. So I'm also saying this from the point of no, I didn't have some crazy life. I have a very, you know, very nice family, very like calm, like upbringing, no crazy friends really. So it's very middle down the road, kind of boring, which is why I really like fucked up comic books. So it's true. I love that other side that I never got to know. But I had all of that, and yet I still couldn't figure out why in adulthood I was struggling so hard. And there would be nights when I would wake up and I was like crying, like in the middle of the night, just uncontrollably, and I'd have to call my mom. And then when I got on the phone with her, I'd immediately want to hang up because I'm like, I'm reaching out, but I still didn't know how to quite get there, and I needed the help of somebody from an outside party who could listen to me, who could talk to me, to really get me to a point where now I'm like, dude, when I and age has a lot to do with it too, but like by the time I was like 28, I was starting to feel good. 29, I'm like rocking it. 30, I was like, look at these guns, because I was working out. And 31's been pretty sweet too, so it's gotten a little bit better as I go. And it doesn't mean I don't go into like, you know,
tune up.
Yeah. You go into, and shit happens too. Life continues to happen. Bad things happen at times.
Yeah. I mean, it's I think it's crazy. Well, it is. It's true. I mean, in the 21st century, there's still stigma against. My deal with people like sort of looking like frowning upon people that have, you know, or need to see like a therapist for whatever reason there happens to be. I'm always like, look, I mean, just because something is psychological doesn't mean it's not real. I mean,
exactly.
That's ridiculous.
That's the big thing that's happening,
right?
I mean, people are like, that's fake. You obviously, you have no problem.
You get sick and you go to the doctor for something. How come you couldn't have problems, you know, emotionally or psychologically? Everybody does at some point in their life.
And sometimes
it makes perfect sense to go to someone that's a professional.
And sometimes it's as big as needing the extra help from medication.
Oh,
now, I'm actually somebody who if you know me personally or ever meet me, you will like definitely see my crunchy granola side. Like, I don't even take ibuprofen for half of the reasons that people normally do.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm really crazy. Like, to sleep, I have like lavender drops and chamomile tea. Like, I am so crunchy granola. But I am not against the fact that there are some times for some people's lives that they need that extra little boost because chemically something is not firing correctly.
Right. Yep.
And you will never find the peace or the balance without that.
Yeah.
And the reason I kind of bring it up is because you just don't want it to get it to a point to where you do something harmful to yourself, to others,
self-medicate,
to whatever.
You know, because there's no other way to, you know, or at least most because of stigma, they won't seek any help. So they suffer alone and they find other pathways of treatment, which tends to be destructive. And that's too bad because it doesn't have to be.
It really doesn't have to be. And so I just, you know, I hope that if it just reaches like one person who might have been considering some of this help and you go and get it, like, then awesome.
One more person.
I mean, just one more person to be able to get their shit together. It's hard. Life's hard. Adulting sucks balls.
The
Fallout robot cannot tell you.
And I think also, I mean, obviously with one that not even run on the tail end, but the tail end of a couple of wars, you know, the experience with veterans and PTSD and the acknowledgement of the need for treatment for these individuals, mm-hmm. and not abandoning them to emotional suffering and alcoholism and drug abuse just because there's no other avenue for help. And that's, they're finally figuring that out. It took them a long time. But
and, you know, I very recently learned that the PTSD, what happens with PTSD isn't just for, like, it's not just for veterans people that went on that level.
Mm-mm. Nope.
It is literally just trauma, and trauma could be whatever it was to you in that moment.
Yep.
That is a very real symptom that happens just because humans, we can't deal. Like, trauma can just, something that's so traumatic for you can just make you never be able to go back somewhere again or, you know, be able to handle a situation in a, you know, just a calm sense. Your anxiety goes crazy is really what happens.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, but I just kind of recently learned to even, like, the smallest degree of trauma, if you're really taking it from that to, say, what a soldier has gone through, but it's still very real to a person. And things are relative, sure, but, you know. So, anyways, if there's just people out there, you should read up on stuff, educate yourself, and be really open. And if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I think that I should go to do this, you know what? Maybe just don't say, like, nah, dude. Like, maybe just be like, yeah, you know, if you think you do, you should go.
Be supportive. Absolutely.
So that is my advice.
Good advice.
My side note advice is don't buy pants that are too tight around your waist to create muffin top and also not help you breathe, which is what's currently happening to me.
That'll also give you PTSD.
It's fucking chafing, man.
Dude, I'm like, I'm getting fat. I'm like, I have to buy new pants.
Welcome to the club.
I'm not buying new pants, damn it. Keep them all pants.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly all you need in life is to really just say, I'm keeping my pants.
Keeping my pants. Even if I'm blowing up the buttons. Keeping the pants. Okay, so final words. I already down final words. Fantastic.
So my final words is have been doing Netflix binging. There is a anime on there called The Seven Deadly Sins. I sat down last night to watch one episode because it's like 24 minutes long. And I was like, I'm going to watch one episode and then I'm going to go to the gym just to recharge my phone. Uh-huh. Since I need my phone for the run. It has the app on it and my music. And four episodes later, I didn't go to the gym. It's really fun. Wow. It's in Japanese. It's subtitled, but it is a Netflix original.
Wow.
It's silly, but it's fun. I really enjoyed it.
I heard about it, but I haven't even checked.
But it's anime, so I mean, is it really that good?
Oh my god,
I don't like
some
anime.
Is fantastic. Some is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Miyazaki, some as in
Miyazaki.
Some as in none.
We're done here.
I just don't like anime. Yeah. Sorry, I know a lot of people.
Yeah,
hate
you're
for that,
the
but
worst.
Whatever.
I just bought Howl's Moving Castle. It's coming in the mail.
That's beautiful.
The most beautiful animated ever.
Grave of the Fireflies.
What?
Your final words?
I'm not even. Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting my vinyl in the mail next week, so maybe I'll have something to say about it next week. but I don't know because it's been taking forever. It's the one downside of the service.
So
already.
You're already upset.
That's the service's downside already. Is it takes. Well, they shipped it really late in the second week. You know, like they said, join by the second, and then you get the thing.
What was the service again?
Vinyl Me Please.
Oh yeah, but I keep saying Vinyl Crate because of stacks.
It's FedEx, so you know I'm not gonna blame them for postage. I'm just saying I wish they would send them after their deadline of when you can join for that record. Is all I'm saying. You know, I mean, make it a little faster.
Yeah,
they're totally listening,
yeah,
dude.
They might.
Stacks.
Well, yeah, Battlefront comes out this week. So
Battlefront.
Yeah,
it looks really
wait,
cool.
Are you gonna get it? Because I'm coming over.
I'm already I'm already pre-ordered, so I will be joining you guys online.
I have to work on Monday and Tuesday. I asked for Tuesday off just to play.
I'll go
the game.
Pick up your copy for you.
No, I can pick it up on because they do the 9 p.m. releases.
Oh,
now.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm gonna pick it
I'm
up.
Taking a half day.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'll be playing online for sure.
And I don't have to get up early on Wednesday. I don't have to get up to like
me
noon.
Neither.
I hate you guys.
Oh my god, dude, we're on, yeah. Dude.
We're on.
Yeah, that's playing. A date.
Damn it!
Woo! Dun,
dun, fuck dun, my life.
I'll live stream it to you.
I want to watch you play.
Periscope.
Yeah, you guys should play.
We can do that.
Oh, and just by the way, I turned on Geek & Sundry Periscope today, and they're opening up this box of Star Wars toys, and they were sitting there going, where's Cloud? She's not, we have to wait, because she'll be pissed if we open this without her.
You want to know why? Because that box was mine. I have it in my car.
Oh.
They were opening my mail.
I was like, I was posting, forget Claudia, just open it up.
It's funny, they tried to get me, but I was on a phone call, and so somebody walks in, and I was like, I'm on a call, and they're like, oh, sorry, but they seemed like super urgent about it, and I was like, what the hell's going on out there, and I'm in my office, and I have the door shut, and then I was like, oh, man, somebody got an R2-D2, bop it, and they were just like, yeah, dude, it's this box right here, and I was like, fuck, that's my box. They're like, well, it wasn't addressed to you. I'm like, guys, Hasbro told me they were sending me that box. Fuck you guys. I'm taking this home.
Yay.
So Hasbro sent me a bunch of Star Wars games.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
They just give it to you?
Well, I mean, yeah. So we're doing a lot of like tabletop things at work. And I never ask for things. I hate that, you know. But they had this like BB-8 is it a Millennium Falcon or BB-8? I can't, like, I honestly...
You can't tell the difference? Some Star Wars fan
No,
she
it has
is.
It has orange on it, but it's catchphrase, so it looks like a Millennium Falcon, like the shape of it.
Well, if it has orange on it, ain't no Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, it's
the
I'm
hell
sure
is an aluminum Falcon? I'm
anyways.
Sorry, that's just the robot chicken thing.
But anyways, I just... Like, I was like, oh, can I have that? And they were like, oh, we'll send you all the Star Wars toys. And I was like,
sweet.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, and we got to have Jeff Golden next week because
Launch Bay.
Launch Bay at Disneyland opens next week.
He talked about it. I mean, they kind of already released all the press
Hyperspace Mountain
stuff.
Is now also up in...
So we're doing that on Sunday. Oh yeah, on Sunday we'll do that and we'll figure it out. We'll
oh yeah,
see
yeah.
How it is.
We're gonna
they're gonna join
gonna drop
us.
By,
you guys are gonna go
Disneyland, yeah.
Yeah, just stay all day, yeah. Man. What the fuck?
Where you have to come back and practice?
What the fuck? Who cares? Disneyland. This, you guys, the holidays. The holidays start. It snows on Main Street at night.
He doesn't give a shit like me.
No, I like it. I like it. It's just,
so precious.
Oh, that's not what you said. He changes his opinion because he's scared of you.
Yeah, everybody's
that's right.
Scared of me.
All right,
we should get going.
I am afraid.
All right. Yeah, it's getting kind of...
She's strong. There.
I am really strong. I'm freakishly strong.
I can't run because my pants are too tight.
And I've been running a lot lately.
Okay, well, have a great week, everybody. And
thanks for listening.
Go to tinytable3.com. Nova wrote an article on... Did a what the hell is it called? A zero list of the worst deaths in video games. So check out tiny3.com.
This is the editor. He doesn't even know what the hell's right. What
I,
title?
Dude, there's a lot going
said.
On. And he did.
I didn't, yeah. You know, I said...
I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to write something on Battlefront.
Sure you
well,
are.
Hey, we'll write it kind of... Can we co-write it?
Yes,
we'll co-write that one.
That sounds great.
But he's all like, what do you guys want to write for Fallout 4? And I'm all like, I'm not going to write anything because I'm not going to get it. And then I bought it.
This might come as a surprise, but even when you write something on your own, we're co-writing it still. Have a great week, everybody, and we will see you next time.
Yep. Bye.
I've never actually written a book. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. From front to back, page to page. Front to back. Never read a many, not a single one. It's gone, but I enjoy it. Come on. Confessions. It's gotta be made.